Greetings, this is Carl, and you're listening to Behavior Up Radio. This is another field episode. I'm just out traveling in Austin, Texas, and was thinking today, because I had a bunch of conversations about it today, about how you invest your money. And what a difference it made in my life when I finally figured out I finally learned that you don't have to invest based on story and myth. You don't have to invest based on what you hear on the financial pornography network, rumors, allegations, stories, myths. You can invest based on data and evidence. And if you don't feel that way about the investment process you use, if you don't feel like it can be defended, I love the phrase infinitely defensible. Like it's the investment process you have should be defensible. Every piece, a portfolio is not a smorgasbord, right? A portfolio is not a random collection of investments. Every piece, and this is when I started, we didn't know any of this. We didn't know any of this. I mean, there were some institutional investors that did, but for the most part, we didn't know any of this, that a portfolio is carefully constructed. The idea of portfolio design, of course, is, you know, decades old now, but each piece of the portfolio is evaluated not just for its individual contributions, like is this stock going to go up or down? Is this mutual fund going to go up or down? It's not just that. It's for the interplay between the other pieces. What is its contribution to the whole? And that portfolio is designed carefully so that each piece plays a role. Otherwise, what's the point? You're just duplicating costs in the form of both expenses and taxes and complexity and pain and reporting, all of the cognitive load as well. So portfolio, everything in the portfolio should be there for a reason, and you should know the reason. Right? That's so exciting to me. So exciting to me. So it was just a reminder today after a bunch of conversations about it, about how excited I was when I first learned that back in really 1999, 2000, 2001, back in that range, that there's actually a way to do this. It's not just what I was told when I first got into the investment industry was have a hunch, buy a bunch. I literally was told that. Like, what's my job? You know what, Carl? Have a hunch, buy a bunch. It's not that, right? There is actually a defensible, rational way to do this. That's exciting to me. And so if you don't know that, right, if your portfolio is, if you don't know the reason. So here's a question I love to ask people. I ask this on the plane. I ask this on the train. I'm never on trains. But if I was on a train, I would ask this question, is why is your money invested the way it is? And the answer really, I mean, it could be if you want it to be. Like, it's entertaining. My buddy at the club told me about it. I read about it in The Economist. That's fine. That seems to be what a lot of people's answers are. But that's actually not I think the only correct answer is this portfolio was carefully constructed to give me the greatest likelihood of meeting my goals with the lowest amount of risk. And that means every piece of it was put in place with that in mind. And if you don't know that, get a second opinion, right? Figure it out. Ask questions. Send me an email, right? If you don't know that. Because it turns out there is a correct way to do this. It's not just wango pango, have a hunch, buy a bunch. Cheers, my friends.